Well, young person, see it. He desires to have you. He desires to have you. He does. He desires it. Looking at you, young people, he desires it. He wants you. You're in the crosshairs. You are a target. All the forces that militate what you're taught from the scriptures are designed to move you away. He hates Christ. He hates how you're honoring him right now. He hates how you like his will above Satan's will. He doesn't like that. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy you in a way that perhaps it will be irreparable. That you'll never go on with God. Never live for God. Won't marry a Christian. Won't raise children in the Christian faith to understand the gospel. Now you'll go your own way, marry an unbeliever, raise children as heathens, who will become the problem of the next generation. He desires to have you because he has the long-term in view. He does. He's not so short-sighted as you are, or I may be. He's thinking long-term. So I know you preach these things and you're considered old-fashioned. And so we have a whole generation now that doesn't like this kind of thing. And young people don't like it because it makes them uncomfortable. Because there's such pressure through social media and everything that's out there to try and get them to conform. And then when you come to church, the Word of God is open before you. You don't want to feel that torment. You'd rather go somewhere where either they don't deal with these issues, or they actually argue the case for how it's fine to change from the old ways.